This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And it's Wednesday, so that means I'm going to be talking to Roger Katz of Arbalest Quarrel because The Vagabond is still out. When is The Vagabond coming back, Roger?
Oh, geez, Bill. The Vagabond is due back, I would say, a week from next Wednesday. Couple weeks, let's say.
Couple of weeks from now.
Yeah. I have had a chance to talk to Steve. He says that he's having a good time in France with his lovely wife, Lucy.
Right.
But he feels sorry for the people living in the European Union, taking their orders from Brussels or from Merkel in Germany, plays havoc with the notion of France as a independent sovereign nation.
Right.
And I just wonder if we're not headed in that direction. And that leads into the subject that I think that I would like to discuss with you and your listeners.
Most certainly. Let's do that.
All right. Well, I'm sure your listeners, and I'm sure you're aware of the situation now with the migration of a multitude of illegal aliens who are dead set on entering the United States.
Right.
And I've been listening to the news, going back and forth from MSNBC and CNN, and then listening to Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity. And there's two different narratives. In the one, when we're talking or we're listening to CNN or MSNBC or ABC, we're getting the same sob story. Basically, these poor individuals, they're coming in with their children. Their children are being stripped from their parents. That's the expression that is used. And what comes to mind is what I learned in philosophy many years ago when I took a course in logic. There's a fallacy, an informal fallacy called, in Latin, argumentum ad misericordiam. And it translates roughly to appeal to sympathy or appeal to pity.
Right.
And it's basically saying, well, we have to take action and be cognizant of the plight of these poor migrants because it's the right thing to do. And it's funny that they that these leftists, these liberals, will talk incessantly about morality, irrespective of the law. And at the same time, they'll talk about the rule of law. And, of course, the Republicans are as much to blame, certainly the centrist Republicans, as are the Democrats, because they're pushing this wave, this new wave of illegal immigration into the country. And reading from the Wall Street Journal, and this is in today's paper, June 20th, migrants undeterred by the risk. Families are continuing to try to make their way across the southern U.S. border undeterred by the Trump administration's zero tolerance policy toward illegal immigration. And one individual, illegal immigrant, says, of course, I'm afraid you'd take my children away from me, but need is greater. We don't have any other option. And they say that despite the risks of separation and possibly jail, most migrants here say they are determined to enter the U.S. legally or illegally. And you have to ask yourself when the Democrats and the Republicans, too, talk about our immigration laws as being broken. And by the way, when I'm talking about immigration, one of the reasons I do want to talk about it is to explain to your audience, your listeners, so they understand that what we're saying here applies equally to the Second Amendment and the kind of narrative that is on display in by these liberals in order to basically do a magic trick, basically argue, well, let's not talk about the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Let's just talk about all these individuals, these innocent students, these innocent adults who have been killed by the scourge of guns. And irrespective of the fact, well, you know, there is a Bill of Rights, and it either has meaning or it doesn't. And by the same token, how many hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, defend themselves with firearms lawfully each year? That they don't want to hear. So there's a narrative that is probably that comes closest to this concept of fake news than anything else. It's the idea of attempting to influence opinion through any means, regardless of a good intellectual argument and regardless of what our own Constitution says. So I would like to talk about this immigration matter, because here we have individuals who do not have rights. No one has a right to enter this country as a matter of right. They have to do it in accordance with our laws. And how many times do we hear over and over again, our immigration laws are broken? What does that even mean, that they're broken? What it really means to me is that they're not enforced. Year after year after year, you have millions of individuals in this country who don't belong here. And everyone, certainly in the Obama administration and in states like New York and in California, they look the other way. And all of a sudden, you have 11 million, and now I believe it's closer to 20 or 30 million illegal individuals in this country. And according to the Wall Street Journal, between October 1 and June 17 of this year, the U.S. Border Patrol arrested 272,591 people, a 17% increase over the same period a year ago. And there's no end in sight. So how many of these hundreds of thousands of individuals can this country absorb? Now, if you'd listen to Paul Ryan, he would argue, well, we need these immigrants because the American population does not have enough children. I think what he's really saying is the white population is not having children. And generally, those individuals, be it white, black, or Latino, that are looking for a government handout, they figure, well, if I have a child, I'll get some largesse from the government, some welfare, and that's what we have. So we if a person would think before they have a child, or think before they purchase something that they can't afford, that perhaps maybe I should think things through carefully, slowly. I won't fall into
to falling into the habit.
Sure.
We'll rejoin that when we get back. Roger Katz, Arbalest Quarrel, arbalestquarrel.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Chief Underwear. Chief is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Chief Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Chief Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Chiefunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. Talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel, who he always has to stay around and behind. But he stays around behind, and that way we're able to do the whole show. Roger, I had to interrupt you. So do you want to tell me?
No,
you want to pick up where you left off? Okay.
Well, where I when I was talking about habit, I was basically talking about the idea that if an individual is going to be looking to government to satisfy that person's needs and requirements and basically relinquish personal responsibility, then that's the quickest way to a totalitarian regime, irrespective of our laws. And in that regard, let me get this. I was looking at a Supreme Court case. Let's see where I have this here. I have some time ago, United States versus Vertigo Urquidez. That was a case decided in February of 1990. And it had to do with the question of what rights, if any, a foreign national has. And the court basically stated that if an individual is in this country, he's an alien, illegal, there are certain rights that do accrue to him, such as the Fifth Amendment. But this particular case had to do with the Fourth Amendment. And the individual in question from Mexico was arguing that his Fourth Amendment right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures was basically ignored, and apparently such evidence that the police were able to gather were used against him to lead to his deportation. And basically, the U.S. Supreme Court stated this individual has no rights under the Fourth Amendment's unreasonable searches and seizures clause. That simply because he happens to be in this country doesn't mean that the whole panoply of the rights afforded to the people, meaning the citizen of the United States, do not inure automatically to him. One thing that struck my mind also as I read this case was a particular statement that the Supreme Court made, and they were referring to, an earlier case. But they said the United States is entirely a creature of the Constitution. Its power and authority have no other source. It can only act in accordance with all the limitations imposed by the Constitution. And when these liberals throw out the expression, oh, we uphold to morality and the rule of law, they ought to take a step back and think for a moment for what it is that they're asking of Trump as president of the United States or of any American citizen. If, in fact, they're stating that, well, we can ignore the Constitution if we think that it's appropriate to do so. So basically what they do, and I've talked about this before as well, they have a certain notion of morality, and it's based on this concept of utilitarianism, and it's also based on this concept of a world order. In fact, I find it really fascinating to read a concept now about this new international order, new world order, international trade order, on and on. And I'm wondering if it's just by accident or if there's some sort of diabolical attempt to ease the public into accepting the fact that our national sovereignty and our faith in the ubiquity and the import of the Bill of Rights is something that we're going to have to set aside. I found that very disconcerting. And so we should really ask ourselves when you hear these media types talking about, well, we can let into the country anyone who wants to be here because they must have a good reason to do so. Well, they may not. And when they come in claiming that, I live in Honduras or San Salvador, Guatemala, Mexico, they're dangerous countries, that's not a basis to request asylum. And you have to ask yourself, too, why are we paying these countries hundreds of millions of dollars, your tax dollars, my tax dollars, if these countries, the governments of these countries, are not doing what they have to do to take care of their citizens, to protect their citizens, to make their countries safe for their citizens from gang violence. Just to have them come here, and then we find out that we're importing MS-13 gang members, as well as supposedly just individuals that are looking to tap into the largesse of this country. We have to take a step back. So we should ask, when we talk about immigration, what do we want our immigration laws to do? And if we look at our immigration laws, we find in Title VIII, they're very expensive. They're laid out in a lot of detail. And a lot of it is predicated on one basic fact, that our nation, as a sovereign nation, has a right and a duty to secure and maintain the integrity of its borders. If we don't do that, if we're going to make the argument pretty much that we're less a sovereign nation than simply part of a loose confederation or federation of states, as we're beginning to see take place in the EU, then we lose our sovereignty.
Hang on there with the loss of the sovereignty.
Of our Constitution, the import of it.
Hang on right there, if you would.
Sure.
This is, we'll get right back on this as soon as we get right back to this. Arbalest Quarrel. Roger Katz is a featured writer at Amoland.com. He is the writer at Arbalest Quarrel, and he comes here to Lock and Load. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. You order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This afternoon at the White House,
we're signing an executive order.
President Trump taking action he had promised earlier today to end the border separation policy in which immigrant children were pulled away from their parents when they showed up at the Mexican border.
It's about keeping families together while at the same time being sure that we have a very powerful, very strong border and border security.
That forced separation of immigrant children from their parents had prompted a global controversy. Even foreign leaders were speaking out against it. The executive order the president just signed allows kids to remain with their parents in illegal immigration detention centers. Tomorrow, Republican Speaker Paul Ryan says the House will vote on a bill that will provide a long-term fix that will keep families together. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel, and he is taking us down the primrose path that, the globalists would love for us to go down. But anyway, please, sir, if you would, please continue.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Actually, looking at a few sections, and I'm not an immigration law expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I do read the law, and before I would make any general assertion, I would qualify that if I hadn't taken a look at the law as it's written. And unfortunately, on the news, it seems that whatever we have written in statute or in the Constitution is subject to some sort of cursory explanation or dismissal on the basis of whatever the narrative happens to be. It is curious, too, that the stations that obviously are working on behalf of the Democratic Party are making much of this immigration issue. And I think probably the reason for that is that coming to the midterm elections, we have some months to go yet, but they have to make an argument that they definitely have particular policies that they would like to implement if they secure a majority in the House and possibly in the Senate, too. I think they realize, or they should realize, that this Mueller probe is going to fizzle out very rapidly. I was not exactly pleased with the ultimate findings of the Horowitz report. But nonetheless, it's clear that the Mueller investigation is not supported by that report at all. There was clear political bias that existed through the investigation, if we can call it that, of Clinton's crimes, and then essentially was leapfrogged into an investigation of supposed collusion of the Trump campaign and the Russians since Trump didn't get elected. And the Democrats know that simply making the argument to vote for Clinton because she isn't Trump did not work, and they can't very well use that. Obviously, they're playing to their own base as far as the immigration matter goes. And of course, you've got a number of people, lemmings, that are out there with their signs making much of the fact that we should just allow this infusion of hundreds of thousands, millions of individuals that really are going to be more of a detriment, just from a pragmatic standpoint, a detriment to our society rather than anything that could be considered a positive influence. What comes to mind is, the conservative economist Milton Friedman, who said, one of the surest ways to destroy welfare, which is certainly, and the welfare state, which is certainly what the Democrats support, is to allow an influx without any quotas, without any a sense of constraint, all these migrants into this country. And we are the ones, the taxpayers, that are going to have to suffer the consequences for it. But we should ask ourselves basic questions then. What do we expect of our immigration laws? If to say they're broken, if that's simply to mean that, well, we don't need any immigration laws. Simply allow anyone who wants to come here and has the ability to do so, to do so. And you know, and if it turns out after the fact that there's a terrorist or a gang member that came in, well, we'll deal with that after the fact. Now, obviously, clearly, the thing that the president wants to do, and it makes the most sense, is to build a wall. Nothing is better than a physical barrier. That keeps people out and makes it much harder for people to come in on the southern border. And that clearly is not what the Democrats or the centrist Republicans want. The centrist Republicans are looking for cheap labor. That would hurts our own workers, citizens of this country. And the Democrats are looking for a new base of votes. And imagine what that would do to our Constitution and our Second Amendment rights. Because we would ask the same question. What do we want from our gun laws? Well, one thing that is a constraint, of course, is the Second Amendment. And it never fails to amaze me that you have people like Leahy and Feinstein and Pelosi and Schumer, and they're always prefacing or closing their remarks for draconian gun laws with the idea of, well, of course we support the Second Amendment, and this is the way to do it. And it's not supporting the Second Amendment at all. You're going to basically expand exponentially the kinds of firearms that an individual cannot possess, and expand exponentially as well the domain of individuals who will be refused a possession of any firearm well beyond what federal law presently mandates. And I think that what we should really have are very clear debates. If a Democrat like Pelosi or Schumer honestly believes that it's in the benefit of our country's interest not just from a moral standpoint, but from an economic one, to allow in, without quotas, virtually anyone who wants to come into this country, then let's have at it. But let's have a debate. And the same with firearms laws. If they believe that no one needs a semi-automatic weapon, well, they're going to have to bone up, first of all, on their understanding of what firearms do and can do and what they are. And they have to bone up as well on the law and on the Constitution. And I'm constantly frustrated to hear that the Constitution is something that is simply no more than a statute. It's a man-made construction, and we can repeal the laws, we can ignore the law, we can do whatever well we please for the benefit of whom? The so-called elites, the very wealthy international community that has a certain a goal in mind. And I don't believe it's in the best interest of this country as a continuing on as a nation state.
Let me get you to hold right there, if you would, please, sir.
Sure.
Roger Katz, Arbalest Quarrel, featured writer at Amoland.com, in addition to the primary writer at ArbalestQuarrel.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is One Hello. We are talking to Roger Katz from ArbalistQuarrel.com. Please, sir, if you would, continue.
All right, sir. One thing we know about the Constitution is not simplistic, but simple. The fundamental rights were written to be very clear and very broad. And we see that in the Second Amendment. The first part, the preamble of the Second Amendment, basically is a rationale for the independent clause, which basically is the concern that the founders of our nation, the framers, had for tyranny. And their concern led them to state that the best cure and the best check against tyranny is an armed citizenry. And that's why they said the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So that if statutes, if federal courts and then ultimately state courts decide to do just that, to constrain the Second Amendment, they have to have a damn good reason to do so. Now, with immigration, we look to the articles. And Article 1, I believe it's Section 8, talks about various specific powers of Congress to legislate. And they Article 1 makes very clear that Congress and Congress alone has authority to make all laws regarding naturalization and immigration. And that being the case, we can do away with this argument about the 10th Amendment right of states like California or New Jersey or New York to basically offer sanctuary to all these illegal aliens, because basically what they're doing is subverting a specific power of Congress. Now, the powers of Congress are limited, but those that the framers gave to Congress were very clearly spelled out, and there was a reason for it. And obviously their concern was to prevent the very sort of problem we have now with states. And it really is states that have allowed all these illegal immigrants to come in and to therefore justify after the fact that the claim that, oh, our immigration laws are broken. Broken because they're not enforced. I took a look at one particular section, 1158 of Title 8. The title is simply asylum. And we hear over and over again, well, a lot of these individuals coming in are asking for asylum, and they have these attorneys that and you've got to wonder about that, too, about the legality of these people giving them talking points to overcome any problem that they might have in making their argument for asylum. And the idea was that, well, our asylum law is actually quite broad, and almost any argument you can make will do if you can claim rightfully that you fear for your life. That's not the case at all. I'm looking at Section 1158, and first of all, it says authority to apply for asylum. In general, any alien who is physically present in the U.S. or who arrives in the U.S., whether or not at a designated port of arrival, that would seem to suggest that even if they come in illegally, who is brought or is brought into the United States or after having been interdicted in international U.S. waters, irrespective of such alien status, may apply for asylum. Okay, now, there are exceptions. And this is one similar to what they have in the EU. It's called a safe third country. Paragraph 1 shall not apply to an alien if the Attorney General, in this case Sessions, determines that the alien may be removed pursuant to a bilateral or multilateral agreement to a country other than the country of the alien's nationality, in which the alien's life or freedom would not be threatened on account of race, religion, nationality, membership, a particular social group or political opinion. And what that basically said is that you can't make the argument that, oh, I fear for my life because there's a lot of active gangs in our country, and I fear for the life of my life and that of my wife and that of my children. Well, it's very clear that what they're talking about here is when your life or well-being is threatened by government action itself. Now, it goes on to say the conditions for granting asylum in general. Eligibility. The Secretary of Homeland Security or the Attorney General may grant asylum to an alien who has applied for asylum in accordance with the requirements and procedures established by the Secretary of Homeland Security or the Attorney General under this section. If the Secretary of Homeland Security or the Attorney General determine that such alien is a refugee within the meaning of a particular section that they mentioned. Now, this is important, too, burden of proof. In general, the burden of proof is on the applicant to establish that the applicant is a refugee. To establish that the applicant is a refugee within the meaning of this section, the applicant must establish that race, religion, nationality, membership of a particular social group, or political opinion was or will be at least one central reason for persecuting the applicant, and they must sustain the burden. And ultimately, it's not the courts, but it's the Attorney General that makes that ultimate assessment. So it's very clear that we do have laws, and the laws on granting asylum are very specific. And they accrue to the Department of Homeland Security and or to the Attorney General to develop those particular codes that will effectuate congressional intent. But again, it goes back to the fact that an individual coming from a country that party is claiming danger must show that that danger accrues because of that person's race or political belief or religion or nationality or membership in a particular social group. And not just a vagary, I'm looking to earn a living, or I like the welfare programs in the U.S., or there's too much gang violence in my country. We don't hear any of this in the news. All we hear about is what Schumer and Pelosi and the talking heads, NBC, ABC, CNN, and MSNBC want us to hear. And we're supposed to suspend our judgment, our critical faculties, and we're supposed to do that in anything, whether we're talking about immigration or whether we're talking about the Constitution and our First Amendment and Second Amendment rights. So.
All true. I've been listening to Schumer. He makes me quite ill. I'm not a very I don't want to be a violent person, right? But every time Schumer starts talking, I want to see how much damage I could do with a baseball bat. I don't know why that is, but I simply do. So, yeah, I hear him all the time. He's quite the guy, old Chucky Schumer.
Yeah, and, with a tear in his eye.
Yeah, with a tear in his eye. It's just absolutely true. But we're about to run out of time. And so with that in mind, ArbalistQuarrel.com. It's a trio. Two you hear about, one you don't. And then when the vagabond packs his bags and goes somewhere else, I mean, you can't see any suitcase on Stephen DeAndrelli's suitcase. It's just all kinds of stickers from everywhere he's been. Just like I used to do back in the 40s and the 50s. He's still got that going on. And that leaves Roger. And Roger stands by. He maintains the base. And I appreciate that. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.